Hachette Audio presents Who Could That Be at This Hour? Written by Lemony Snicket. Read by Liam Aiken.
Chapter 1. There was a town, and there was a girl, and there was a theft. I was living in the town, and I was hired to investigate the theft, and I thought the girl had nothing to do with it. I was almost 13, and I was wrong. I was wrong about all of it. I should have asked the question, why would someone say something was stolen when it was never theirs to begin with? Instead, I asked the wrong question. Four wrong questions, more or less. This is the account of the first. The Hemlock Tea Room and Stationery Shop is the sort of place where the floors always feel dirty, even when they are clean. They were not clean on the day in question. The food at the Hemlock is too awful to eat, particularly the eggs, which are probably the worst eggs in the entire city, including those on exhibit at the Museum of Bad Breakfast, where visitors can learn just how badly eggs can be prepared. The Hemlock sells paper and pens that are damaged and useless, but the tea is drinkable, and the place is located across the street from the train station, so it is an acceptable place to sit with one's parents before boarding a train for a new life. I was wearing the suit I'd been given as a graduation present. It had hung in my closet for weeks, like an empty person. I felt glum and thirsty. When the tea arrived, for a moment, the steam was all I could see. I'd said goodbye to someone very quickly, and was wishing I'd taken longer. I told myself that it didn't matter, and that certainly it was no time to frown around town. You have work to do, Snicket, I told myself. There is no time for moping. You'll see her soon enough in any case, I thought, incorrectly. Then the steam cleared, and I looked at the people who were with me. It is curious to look at one's family and try to imagine how they look to strangers. I saw a large-shouldered man in a brown, linty suit that looked like it made him uncomfortable, and a woman drumming her fingers on the table over and over, the sound like a tiny horse's galloping. She happened to have a flower in her hair. They were both smiling, particularly the man. You have plenty of time before your train, son, he said. Would you like to order something to eat? Eggs? No, thank you, I said. We're both so proud of our little boy, said the woman, who perhaps would have looked nervous to someone who was looking closely at her. Or perhaps not. She stopped drumming her fingers on the table and ran them through my hair. Soon I would need a haircut. You must be all a-tingle with excitement. I guess so, I said. But I did not
Sample complete. Ready to continue?